The Gemara in Ksubis makes a statement that Ger Kotem Ad Bilam Oso Adas Bezdin is based on Zochel Yodam Shaloi B'Fonov. The simple pshat in the Gemara is the way I said it over. It's using the principle of Zochin to be Megayer the Kotem. There's one opinion in Taisus and Sanhedrin, you don't really need Zochel Yodam Shaloi B'Fonov. The only halach is that you can't be Megayer a person Bal Korchoi, but if he's an infant, it's not Bal Korch, it's not Midaito, so if you want, you can take all the Nochrim in the world, all the little babies in the world, and be Mal all of them, L'Shem Geris, and push him in a river, and be Mal all of them. The other thing is, Malon Aval Atzar Azaz, what do you need such a headache? You got to be Megayer all the Goyisha children. So that's what, Lo Malon Ulihismatse Bazeh, why should we get involved? The Gemara says, no, it's going to be Zochanan, Mishlavan is going to be the Taibasa, so that's why it makes sense. Stop to take every Goyish child, then it doesn't make sense. If someone's going to adopt a Goyish child, then it does make sense. That's one opinion of Tosis, that Geiris doesn't really need Das, just that Bal Korcha is no good. And Zochanan, Mishlavan is the reason why do we get involved, but it's usually assumed not like that. It's usually assumed not like that. The Gemara says, when you megayer the child, and later on when he grows up, he finds out that they had converted him. So if he wants, he can undo the whole conversion, just like the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes on the base, if I give you a matana to be kind of on behalf of someone else, and the fellow finds out about it, when his initial reaction is that hitzovech mitchila me'atzof, he says he's not happy, he doesn't want it. If his instinctive reaction is he doesn't want it, then he breaks up the whole Zochin. So here also the Pashtus is, because it's based on Zochin, says he doesn't want it, Nisht is Nisht. According to that other opinion in Taisus, that you don't need Zochin, so why is there a din, Higdil Yichodim Limchas? So after the Rishonim add on, the Pashtus, we don't hold like that. The Rishonim add on, Kolzman that he's a cotton, you don't need das. Once it becomes a gadol, when he's a cotton, he's a labar das. So then you can be megayer him without das. When he's a gadol, he can't be megayer him without das. So then you have to have not just higdil yichalim limchas. You have to have kabbalah sol mitzvahs. You need kabbalah sol mitzvahs. So if when he becomes a gadol, he says he doesn't want. So then the whole geiris is not chal. The Geiris originally was Chal. It's not that now it's Nekal Mafreps. The Geiris was Chal. Because by a Tinoik who's a La Bardas, you don't need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. When he grows up, then you need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. So one. So he was Jewish for 10 years. He was Jewish for 12 and a half years. And then he loses the Jewishness. It's funny. So you also have to say it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that it's undone. It's a difficult pshat. The other pshat is a difficult pshat. Some have the practice when you adopt a non-Jewish child, when he becomes by mitzvah, you have him do a kabbalah sol mitzvahs in the presence of the bezin of three dayanim, because that you need a bezin for kabbalah sol mitzvahs. But Rabbi Yashiv used to be machmer for that opinion. But the pashtus is that was never the accepted opinion. That was never the practice. Rabbi Yashiv didn't invent it. He got it from a ritva on that Gemara in Ksubis. But we had the Gemara here in the beginning of the Gitnan, the family base. The Gemara says, Shalol Hotzi Laz al Doris HaRishayim, you're not supposed to introduce any new Chumris, at least in the area of Yuchsin. The Gemara talks about a get. The Gemara says, Shaila, the person is going to serve as a Shlech La'ilochas HaGet, he's going to have to say b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, Mikra din is sufficient if he's there when the Sefer is writing the first line. As long as he writes the first line, Lishma, we say, Kol ha'is ha'das v'mishayin ha'is. We assume he's going to write the rest of the get Lishma. Same thing when you tie tzitzis, you say, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that opinion, that in order to be considered Lishma, you have to say, I'm doing Lishma. If you didn't say, I'm doing Lishma, the tzitzis won't be kosher. That's a big chiddush. One of the rabbanim who gave a haskama to the Mishnah Berurah didn't read every line of the Mishnah Berurah, six volumes. So he wrote his own tshuva. So he wrote, but anybody in his right mind says such a thing. that if he tied the tzitzis, he didn't say the Shema. It's not kosher. Can't be. So he gives a whole explanation why it's not so. But the Mishnah Berurah, the sefer that he gave the Haskama on, does write like that. He says you should be machmer. That itself is machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, where they need lishma when you tie the chutam on the beged. The Gemara says that you need machlokes Rabbi Shmuel v'Paskin. You need lishma when you take the wool and you convert it into strings. Then you want to use those strings for tzitzis. So converting the wool into strings, spinning the thread, making a string out of it, has to be lishma. It never says in the Gemara that tying onto the beged has to be lishma. So Tosfos said that's a kavod chomer. If you say you have to make the strings lishma, so of course you have to tie it on lishma. Even making the strings is considered, even so far back, is also considered tying, preparing the mitzvah. Shearing off the wool from the animal, that can be done by goy. That doesn't have to be lishma. And washing out the dirt from the dirty wool, that doesn't have to be lishma. But making string out of the wool, from that point on, everything should be lishma, and certainly tying it onto the beged has to be lishma. That's how Tosfos holds, and the Rambam holds not so, that you don't need lishma. The Gemara needs a pasuk to say, "Dabrel bnei Yisrael v'matalem asu lahem tzitzis bnei Yisrael v'yasu v'lo misoil amasu." If a nochri ties a tzitzis, it's no good. So the Rambam Tosfos raises the issue. What do you need a pasuk to say that a nochri can't tie the chutam onto the beged if you need lishma? So of course the nachri is adayt in the nafshi. He's not going to think lishma. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. Then there's a further machlekes where whenever you need lishma means dibur. When you write a get lishma, the first mishnah you have to write a get lishma, it means the sefer has to say harini kosev gets lishma l'shem gerushin, has to say so, or it's enough if he thinks in his mind. So that's a further discussion. That's the rush. Has that discussion. Do you need dibur or is machshava enough? So the Rosh says it depends. There are two opinions in Tosfos. If you look the first daf in Zvachim, the first daf in Menachos, and the Tosfos in Psachim, and the Tosfos in Bava Metzia, every other Mesichta, there's a Tosfos somewhere or other about this topic. When you have a machshava shaloi lishma by korbanos, that sometimes passels to a certain extent, or machshava spigul, then certain passels. So what does it mean, machshev? Machshev means machshev, machshev means dibur. Maybe just machshev is lamala v'lamurit. So the Rosh says, depending on that, machlek is a rishonim. When the machshev is pigul, and machshev is shalol l'shma means dibur, or just means thinking, would be this shayla. There's room to argue, but that's what the Rosh says. He thinks that whether machshev is l'shma means thinking, or l'shma means actually saying that you're doing it l'shma. So the Mishnah Berurah puts together the both chumras, one chumra on top of the other chumra. He goes like Tosfos that you need lishma when you tie the chutam on the beged. And he goes with the opinion that if you don't say I'm doing it lishma, it's not chal lishma, it's not enough. Machshav, you need dibur. If you put two and two together, you get four. Okay. Then if you tie it on the chutam, you didn't say lishma. But as long as you say lishma before you start tying, even though it's going to take you a long time, you're going to daven mincha ma'ariv in between. You're going to finish tying the tzitzis later in the day. That's called kalois adas v'shayne hois. So the Gemara says, the shliach lahilocha b'chutz lorz, and maybe get b'mdina sayam, the shliach lahilocha b'chutz lorz, has to say, for an echta, but for an echta, if he saw the sefer writing the first line, the shema, that's enough. If he saw him preparing, I feel the kam kumas of the kam megil to the top line of Avam Menal, if he saw a little bit the shema in the beginning, that's good enough. He doesn't have to sit there the whole time. So one of the Amoraim was considering the possibility of being machmer to stay there the whole time from the beginning to the end to be able to say b'fanei nechtam kula b'fanei nechtam kula. So the Gemara nechtam kula. Mora says shelo lahotzi laz al gitna rishenim. You shouldn't introduce that. So we said that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. The Pischei Tshuva quotes machloikis. Is that only by inyone yuchsin, like a get or gerus, to determine whether a person is a Jew or a goy? We have more chumras in Inyoni, Mishum Yuchsin, the Machmer, my loss will be Yuchsin. They made a lot of chumras. Maybe it's even by other things. Rabbi Kivega has a discussion. There was a community where they would only bury Jewish men who died, they would only bury the men in Tachrichim, cheap begotten. When the women would die, they would bury them in expensive dresses. The Gemara says, and the Moikot, Rabbi Gamliel was a chief rabbi, and he saw that people were spending a fortune on funerals. And a lot of times people were poor, they couldn't afford to spend so much money on the Tachrichim and on the Aron, So they would, when a relative would die, they would skip down, they would disappear. So it would be a bizar, and the community had to bury them. So Rabbi Gamliel left instructions, when he dies, he's a chief. When he dies, they should bury him, a chief, tachrichim, and everybody should follow his practice, that it shouldn't be so taxing on the community. So they had a community in Europe where they only followed this takanas Rabbi Gamliel by the men. By the women, they would spend a fortune of money to bury them in expensive dresses. So the Shadowab, that's in violation of the takana. They were doing wrong. But if you're going to correct it now, then it's going to indicate that they did wrong. They did do wrong all the years. They were doing wrong all the years. That's not the same as Agamor that they're doing right. We are going to be Motzi Laz al Dos Hashem. So that's a discussion in Paskim. Maybe Shalola Hotzi Laz al Dos Hashem is only by Inyoni Yuchse. Maybe it doesn't apply to other things. Maybe it doesn't apply if they were really doing wrong. That's what we mentioned. Whenever you have a Kinyan Shtar, a get is a Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar Kiddushin. We don't do Shtar Kiddushin. We give a Ksuba. That's not a Shtar Kiddushin. It's a printed text. It wasn't printed Lishma. It's printed to whoever wants to use it. But if you have a handwritten shtar and say, Aret Mekudesh Esli, that has to be written Lishma. So, or let's say you give a shtar. Whenever you give a shtar to someone, so when does the shtar begin to function? When you have tfisas bala shtar. Let's say the loive, somebody wants to borrow money from someone else. And he knows the other person doesn't have so much time. So he's going to get him, when he has a free minute, and he's going to ask him, can you lend me $1,000? So if I have a shtar available, he'll lend me $1,000. If I don't have a shtar available right away, he's not going to lend me the money. So I prepare a shtar in advance. So the shtar doesn't begin to give Agudas Eilus until you have tfisas bala shtar. When the person wants to borrow the money, gives the shtar to the malve, tfisas bala shtar, that's when the shtar gives Agudas Eilus. Until the tfisas bala shtar, it doesn't give any Agudas Eilus. So what constitutes tfisas bala shtar? So it says in the Chumash, v'nosam biyado, by the get. That's the shtar that the Chumash talks about. You have a kinya yad. Yad is when the whole thing is in my hand. Let's say I have like a diploma. The woman holds part of it in her hand, part of it is sticking out. So the Nesibis writes in Chashimish, but that's not called yad. The part that's in the hand is yad, and the part that's sticking out over here is hagbah. So his hagbah also good. So Tesis later, we didn't get the Tesis in the second paragraph says hagbah mishich is also good. Basically, hagbah mishich is the same as yad. Yad means hachnasa l'vishuso, and hagbah mishich is also hachnasa l'vishuso. And Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva, and Rabbi Kevega has in the Ha'oris printed on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Kevega has all arichas there. Rabbi Kevega had different. He had more than one set of Shulchan Aruch, so he wrote Ha'oris on the side. So the different children of Rabbi Kevega printed different editions of the Shulchan Aruch with Ha'oris Rabbi Kevega. So one edition was printed in Johannesburg, in South Africa. Johannesburg. Some thought that it was Johannesburg in Austria. It's Johannesburg, South Africa. That's the edition that I have, is a Johannesburg edition. So that had one set of Ha'oris Rabbi Kevega. Then they printed in Vilna. They printed a Shulchan Aruch with Ha'oris Rabbi Kevega that was supplied by different son of Rabbi Kevega. Now in Eretz they have Rabbi Kevega HaShalem. They have the Shulchan Aruch with all of the Ha'oris from the both editions. So it's kedai to have. So my Johannesburg edition, they have this long Rabbi Kevega in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So Rabbi Kevega disagrees with Tosa. He holds that only Yad is good by get. It says Manasseh v'Yoda. And the Gemara says later in Gittin, how do you know Chotzer is also good? The Mishnah say the husband throws a get and the Chotzer of his wife. It's also good, provided that she's Hameres B'Tzad Chatzer, provided the wife is standing nearby. That's 2 days in Tosfos in Erevin. Whether Hameres B'Tzad Chatzer means next to the Chotzer is sufficient or standing in the Chotzer. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. I think it's not clear. Rabbi Kevega on Shulchan Aruch tells you, look, and the Tosfos in Erevin. And the Gemara in Gittin is also not clear. So Rabbi Kevega tells you, look, and the Tosfos in Erevin. The Tosfos has two opinions. Ameris Betzad Chaser. Why didn't you in Ameris Betzad Chaser? Because Chaser is mitam yad. My yad besamach. The yad is attached to the body. So the only time you say Chaser is good mitam yad, That's if it's besamach, the yad is right next to the body, the yad is attached to the body. So maybe it's only amenis betuch hachotzer. If she's not amenis betzat chatzera, then the chotzer will be good if a dov shal hefka will fall in. That's chotzer mitam shlucho. But we need chotzer mitam yad shlucho. Shlucho is only good if a dov shal hefka falls in. So he says, like zoch liyadim shalei befonov, schi mitam shlichas. So then shlichas would be good if a dov shal hefka falls in. But if the husband puts a get in, the wife is not happy about the get, she doesn't want it, so then it's a choivu. So then you can't apply chotzer mitam shlucha. You have to say chotzer mitam yad. So it's only called mitam yad if it's bisamach. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Kibega was of the opinion that he disagreed, but Tosis thinks that yad, that if yad and chotzer are good, so Hagbah and Mashiach are also good. Rabbi Kibega thought that it's not acceptable, that you need dafke yad or chotzer, so you have to fold up the get so much that the whole get should be able to fit into the woman's hands like this. If part of it is sticking up, that's okay, because that's aver yad, just like aver chotzer is kaina, so aver yad is also kaina. But if it's sticking out on the side, that's Hagbah, so then Rabbi Kibega thought Hagbah is no good. The common practice was not like Rabbi Kibega. The common practice was that you give the get, half of the get is sticking out on the side. My father told me when he was a Talmud here in the yeshiva, I remember when I was a Talmud in high school, so there was an old rabbi, Rabbi Gerstenfeld, who used to do gittin. He was a rabbi in the yeshiva. He used to teach smicha students. He used to do all the gittin when people in the neighborhood needed a get. So he did the normal way. And my father said, on rare occasions, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would do a get. He would be machma like Rabbi Kibega. So that's Rabbi Kibega raises an issue. How does he have the right to introduce a chumrah and hilchas gittin? He knows for generations they never did that. Shelo lahotzi lazal doros harishon. We shouldn't say that the children from the second husband are mamzerim. Rabbi Kibega says, but they are mamzerim. Tyson says wrong. Where did Rabbi Kibega from? He got it from a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kibega's interpretation of the Yerushalmi. He says, they are mamzerim, so you have to be motzi laz on the Doris HaRishonim. Yeah, what's the din if you converted a child? You never told a child that you had converted him. He grows up and he gets married and he has children, grandchildren, and he dies. He never found out that he was, that they were megayer him. The Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. The Ktzos HaChoshen raises the question. Whenever he says, Zochen Lo'odim Shloi B'Fonov, so when the person finds out about it that somebody accepted a gift on his behalf, the Gemara says if it's sabach meikor, if he's screaming, he's not happy. His initial reaction is that he doesn't want this matana, so he breaks up the zoch. You don't apply zoch. So you have to have that when he finds out about it, he's happy about it. So the Ktzos raises a question: what's the pshat if he's happy about it later? His das from later is chalam afreya. Is that the pshat? So then if he never finds out about it, it's no good. So the Ktzos thinks that would have perhaps been good if the din would have been like Rava. There's a machlokes. There are many disputes about Rava. We usually, over the generation, days of the Amoraim, they voted to see what's the consensus. So it turned out that the consensus was always like Rava. The majority of the Amoraim agreed with Rava usually, except for six cases, Yalkagam, where we pass on like Abayim. So Yalkagam, the Yud of Yalkagam is Yerushal Amidah. So a person doesn't know that he lost an Aveda, and someone else picked it up, has no simen, and the fellow who lost it didn't even realize that he lost it yet. Not such a ballpoint pen. You buy another ballpoint pen, how much does it cost? A half a dollar. Not so expensive. So the guy who lost the ballpoint has no simen on it, not different from any other. Probably 100 ballpoint pens on the floor. So someone picked it up before the Baal Aveda realized that he lost it. So that's called Yerushalayim Midas. If he would have known that he lost it, he would have been Misayash. He wouldn't ever spend 5 minutes to look for it. It's not so expensive and has no sim, and he's not going to be able to track it down. But let's say, so that's a machlaik zabai b'rab. So that's we paskan like abai, that Yerushalayim Midas loy have a yish. But Rabba was of the opinion that Yerushalayim Midas have a yish. So it sounds like that's the machlokes habayi v'rova. If there's a situation where there's an umdir in the muchach that the person would express das on something, but he just didn't know about the issue, didn't know that he lost the aveda, And the moment that he finds out he lost it, he is Messiah. Do you say that the Das from later is Chalam Afreya? Because if he would have known earlier, he would have granted Das or not. So the Ksois sort of understood that that was a Machloikas Abai Berova. And he says, well, since we paskan like Abai B'Yal Kagam, so Yush, Lamedas, Lo Havi Yush. So there is no such din that there's the Das from later is good Lamafreya if there's an umdara that he would have wanted it. If he would have known about it earlier, he would have wanted it. So that's what the Ksoi says. So you can't say that that's the basis of the din of Zachar and B'Shalav Yifonov, that since the person finds out later that they did a schus for him, so we consider it as if he appointed him as a shliach, schi metam shliach, as if he appointed him a shliach from the very beginning. So we don't paskan like Rava. The Chazon Ish writes that Rava would never, even according to Rava, it's also no good. Rava only said it by two cases. Rava didn't say it in every single case in the world that if a person would have granted Das, something would have been Chal, but he didn't know about the issue. And the moment he finds out about the issue, he grants the Das, and Rava holds always Chal of Afreya. So the Chazon Ish says there's a Gemara, he interprets the Gemara like that, that by Minu Shlichus, even Rava agrees. Whenever he needs Das, Das can't be Chal of Afreya. If he didn't know about it till later. The only time that Rava, that's what the Chazon Ish said, the only time that Rava disagreed, Rav Soloveitchik said the same. Each one worded it differently, but it's interesting. Each one said the same thing, but a slightly different wording. So Rav Soloveitchik said that the Gemara only has two cases where there's a machlek zavayver of. One is by Yush Lamidas. If he would find out, if he would realize that he lost it, he would be Messiah. He didn't know till tomorrow. So do you say that it's Chalam Afreya or not? And the other case is by Heksha Oichlim, that there are four things that have a Kabbal Tumma. Each one has a different, slightly different din. So the din is that Oichlim are only a Kabbal Tumma if they had Heksha Mashkim, if you rinsed it off. So the din is, the pasuk says, ki yutan mayim al zera, but it's a kriyuk siv, it says, ki yitain. It's missing a vav in the chumash. So that's a kriyuk siv. The ksiv is ki yitain, and the kriy is ki yutan. So what's the din when you have a conflict between the kriy and ksiv? So Tosis explains in Sanhedrin, Dab Dalet, there's a whole daf there about kriyuk siv, where you follow the kriy and ksiv. The Tosis explains, whenever you can formulate the halacha in such a way that it combines both the kriya and the ksiv, you do like that. If you can formulate halacha by combining both together, which do you choose to paskin? So then it's a machlekes, whether yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoras. So here the Gemara says you can formulate halacha combining both together. Yutan is good if it's dumya diyite, mayite, and dinichale, if the person, the owner of the food, pours the water on the food, he knows what he's doing, he's pouring it on, nichale, he's happy about it, that's why he's doing it. If it rains on the food and the owner is aware that it's raining and he's happy about the fact that it's raining, it's cleaning off the dirt from the fruits, from the food, so then if it's yutan domi deyitan, then it's good. So the Gemara says, what if the person, owner of the fruits, had bushels of fruits and they're all dirty, has a lot of dirt on it, and then it rained at night, and then over the night, and the fellow was sleeping, the owner of the fruit was sleeping. And in the days of the Gemara, they didn't tell you on the radio that it's going to rain tonight. They didn't know it's going to rain. He wakes up in the morning, and the fruits are all dry now, but the people in the neighborhood tell him it was raining, and all the fruits were cleaned off with the rain. So he's happy about it. Lemaisa, he's happy about it. But at the time that it was happening, he wasn't aware of it. So is that considered Yutan Dumi Diyitan or not? So the Gemara said, that depends on Machlekes Abai V'Rava. If he would have known that it's raining, he would have been happy. He would have been happy about it. Then it would have been Yutan Dumi Diyitan. Didn't know that it was raining. So according to Rava, even though he didn't know, it's good. Like Yishalem Das is good. According to Abai, it's no good. So why is the Machlekes that the Chazon Ish, why is the Machlekes only in these two cases? Rav Soloveitchik worded it like this. He said, only Oichlam Amakabal Tumah, Odom Mikelem Oichlam Amashkim, Oichlam Amakabal Tumah, if it's Roy Lachilas Odom, Michael Behema is not Makabal Tumah, has to be Michael Odom. So, Michael Adam means if it was rinsed off, if it was never washed off, it's dirty, so it's not mekabel tuma. That's in principle. One of the zayin mashkim that a machshel mekabel tuma happens to be dam. Dam, I had an apple, sometimes you eat an apple without washing it off. You're not supposed to, it's not healthy, but the people will sometimes do it. So you say, no, the apple is dirty, you shouldn't eat it. But if you wash it off with blood, then it's okay. Washing it off with blood makes it cleaner, makes it dirtier. So that's akasha, but in principle, that's what the idea is all about. When you rinse off the food, it has a shem oichel. Before you rinse it off, it's not roel achilasam. Maybe it's roel achilasam, but it's not roel achilasam. So loy plug de reis, shayt. Rabban HaChumash says, not so, Rabban HaChumash says that water is a just like there are conductors of electricity, so there are things that are conductors of tumah. So Rabban HaChumash says that the ikar din is if the food still has water on it, and Adam Tami touches it, that Sheretz touches it, or whatever, Adav HaMetami touches it, so the water will transmit the tumah. And then it's a loyplug deraisa, even if it was rinsed off with water and it's dried off now, it's also a mekabel tumah, but really the idea is that mashkim are a conductor of tumah. That's how the Ramban writes, but Rav Soloveitchik, when he didn't mention the Ramban, he said anybody who knows the ABC of Makhshirin knows, that, not like the Ramban, that that's not the pshat, that the pshat is that it does not b'shem oichel. Hard to say like that. The Ramban didn't know the ABC of Makhshirin. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Anybody who knows the ABC of Mishnayis Makhshirin knows that the purpose of rinsing off with water to give it a shem oichel. So, if it rained and it's clean, and people were, it's assumed that the owner would be happy, so then it has a shem oichel without nichalei. You have to have yutan dumi deyitein, mayitin de nichalei af yutan de nichalei. So Rava would say to bring about a chalo shem, not that you need das ha'odom. You don't need das. It's that it should be oichel. It should get a shem oichel. So Rava would be of the opinion. If it rinsed off, if it rained at nighttime, and now it's dry in the morning, and the person didn't know, the owner of the fruit, the owner of the oichel didn't know at all that it was raining at night, but if he would have known, he would have been happy. So it gives it the shem oichel. So the same is true by yush. Why by yush? Yush is not the same as hefker. That's one of the rare occasions that Rav Soloveitchik. Also, he used to say things from his father, from his grandfather. Once in a long while, he mentioned something about his uncle, Rav Zelvala. So he said, on one occasion, his father and his uncle were learning together, and he remembered when they finished learning, that's what they came up with, that Yush and Hefker are not the same. Hefker is a haknoa. I'm makna it away from my, I own it, and I declare it as Hefker. I'm makna it away from myself, and kol ha'kodim zoch, whoever wants can take it. And Yush is not so. Yush is mashlim the shame avud. If Savudim Imenim, we call Adam, if my automobile was tossed to South Carolina in a tornado, so even if they call me up on the phone and they tell me they know where my automobile is, but since it was Savudim Imenim, we call Adam, so I lost my ownership of it right away. Even though I don't give up hope of finding it, it doesn't matter. That's called Avud. But if Savudim Imenim, it's not that it wasn't tossed away. Or if there was a war, I said, well, the story, my father-in-law had a lot of svarim in Europe, and then he ran away from the Nazis, so he left all the svarim behind. So after the war, all of his svarim landed up in a yeshiva in France, in Aix-les-Bains. So there's a girls' school there, and there's a boys' school there. After the war, I think there's still a girls' school in Aix-les-Bains. I don't know if the yeshiva for boys is still there. So they were using his svarim. So they sent him a letter that they're using his sword, that they have his permission. So he wrote back, you don't need my permission. Says Shulchan Aruch, if there was a war like that, and the enemy is confiscating everything, it's called Avudim Imanim Mikol Adam. No chance in the world that I'm going to get it back. It happens that after the war, the one who founded the yeshiva in Aix-les-Bains for the boys, who also learned in the Meir Yeshiva, you're my father-in-law. So he sent him a letter. But that's Avudim Imenim Mikol Adam. It's Avudim Imenim Tzuyei Tzul Kol Adam. Just, I don't know where it is, but it wasn't a tornado, it wasn't a hurricane, it wasn't such a mohammed, it wasn't a crazy war like that. So then, if the person is Mesiyash, that is Mashlim Nishem Avud. Mashlim Nishem Avud, it's not that he's makna it away from himself. Hefker, you have to have Shaloi B'shusa to be mafker, because you need Shaloi B'shusa to be a full bailim in order to do a ma'aseh bailus like haknoah, like hegdish and hefker and mechira. Pinyan ma'aseh sheni haptav shaloi b'shusay. But the Yush is not a hakno. Yush is mashlim nishem avud, and the thing is avud now. So then Memela becomes ownerless. So they both, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Zalman Soloveitchik, both came up with this difference between Hefk and Yush, that Yush, you don't need shaloi b'shusay. And they came up with the Rav Kamina, is there such a thing as Hefka lachalamid? Let's say, I give a ring to a girl, I say, I remember Gadesh, it's only lachalamid yom. We're both in college. We have to study for exams. So I give the girl a ring. I say, the day after graduation. So the Gemara says, there is such a thing. Or you give a get lachalamin. So the Mishnah is later in Gittin about that. You can make a kinyan lachalamin. You can make hafrashas druma lachalamin yom. But Yush, they thought you can't make Yush lachalamin yom. Either Yush is matam shem of it now, or you can't make a declaration now that if I don't find it by the last day of Hanukkah, then I give up hope. You have to see what is his attitude on the last day of Hanukkah. Can't have Yush lachalamid yom. So that's the same idea the Chazon Ish has in his sefer on Kelu. Probably has on the Bava Kamma also, but the only Chazon Ish I saw when I was single was the Chazon Ish on Kelu. I told over this story. So I was a little boy, and and we were learning Bava Kamma, and on the side of the page it says that the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a machlokes hatanaim, where there's tam gedevi yush bailam, tam gzeli yush bailam. So it says on the side, on the margin, that it's a Mishnah Kelim. So I knew my father had a Chazon Ish on Kelim. Now they don't have separate on every Masech Yezo. When the Chazon Ish printed the Sorim, every Masech there was a separate sefer, very thin. Now they put everything together, a whole Taurus in one volume. I have Taurus in two volumes. So the Gemara, it says on the margin, it's a Mishnah Kelim, so I looked it up. So the Chazon Ish has a whole flowery, poetic description of what Yush is all about. So Yush is not the same as Efker. He says, Nechosim Shemordo al Balehim. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the last Perek in Chulin, where the Gemara says, if somebody was magdish a chicken, so the gizmer shall hegdish has a chicken. Then the chicken runs away from the gizmer and it can't chase after it. He has no way of retrieving it. So the Gemara says, Tanagoylish at Morda, if the hen ran away from the gizmer, Bokok dushosa, becomes chol. Why does it become chol? Because, so the Chazon Ish says, Yisifin, and Tosfos says on that Gemara, Yisifin, this Gemara, that if I have animals and they run away and I can't retrieve them, I lose my ownership. I was never mafkerit. He says, Chazon Ish, that's the Nechosim Shemordo al Balehim, become ownerless. So he says, when you're lost in Aveda and you're Messiahish, it's like Nechosim Shemordo al Balehim. That's the same in effect as what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. It's not the same as Hefker. Hefker is a Haknoah. Yush is not hakno. Yush is mashlim the shem avud, becomes nechosim shemar da balei, and mele becomes ownerless. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish both said. The only time there's a machlokes habayi v'rove, no one says if you express das later, das can be chalam afre. There ain't no such thing. How is das going to be chalam afre? You express das tomorrow, so mikam lahabod. Das can't be chalam afre. The word is that Rava holds by these two cases, by only two cases, he disagrees with Abai. Whenever you need Das, Rava agrees, can't have Das Lamafreya. In these two cases, that the Yush is only needed to be Mashlem Nishem Ovud, and the Nichale is only needed to be Mashlem Nishem Oichel, and if he would have known in advance that it's going to rain in the middle of the night, it would have been Nichale. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, the Shem Oichel is Chal without him even knowing about it. The Shem Ovud is Chal right away. If he would have known, he would have been Sasha. And even that, we don't paskan like Rabu, we paskan like Abai. So the Ktzos raised the question, what's the din by Zachar L'Adam Shalei B'Fono? If the person finds out about it, he's not happy, he breaks up the Zachar. If he finds out about it, he is happy. So the Das that he expresses tomorrow has an effect, L'mafreya. So he says, but we don't paskin like Rava. We paskin Yerushalayim, and that's no good. And according to the Chazon Ish, according to Rav Soloveitchik, even if you would hold like Rava, it would also not help. Even if you were passing like a rabbi, it wouldn't help. So it's not based on that. So what is the din? So the pashtus is that zochen l'avishal yafanav, it's chal now. It's not, if he's moicha later on, his instinctive reaction is, his initial reaction is, he's not happy about it, then you cancel the zochen. But the zochen is chal before he even found out about it. You don't need that, he should find out. So that's why Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He doesn't quote the tzais. He just says, the Gemara here talks about the Gemara on Yud Dalam base talks about a situation. A person gives a matana to someone to give to Pliny, and then he goes to the city where Pliny lives. He finds out that Pliny died. Pliny was alive at the time that he gave him the matana, and he said, Be zeche for Pliny. And then when he goes to the city, he finds out that Pliny died already. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, on the Gemara, the Yorshim get it, Birush. So you see that Zochan and other Pshalim found him. Not that when you find out later, it's Chal Amafreya. It's Chal right away, and it belongs to the Pliny right away, and if he dies, it goes to the Yorshim. That's what you see for the Gemara. So that's what Moshe said. The same is by a Ger. If you're a guy or a child, and the child never finds out that he was converted, he died before he ever found out. So you see from these in Gemara that it is good. So when Rav Soloveitchik learned Gittin, he said the same thing. You see from this Gemara, like Rav Moshe said. And then on another occasion, when he wasn't learning Gittin, so someone said, Araya, Rav Moshe. He said, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings a Araya from the Gemara. So that was his style. If you would tell him what he said last time, you tell Rav Soloveitchik what he said in Shia last time, he would want to outdo what he said. Or if you would tell him someone else says this, so he would dingzach. He would dingzach with what he himself said, what someone else said. So he said, it's not really 100% right in this Gemara. Maybe, just like if I own property, I own my suit. So when I die, the suit goes birusha to my children. If somebody owes me money, so the chayv goes birusha to the children. So if I have a schus, the schus also goes birusha to the children. So maybe in the case in the Gemara, maybe not the minute that someone was zeiche, I say, accept this gift on behalf of Pliny. Maybe it's not chal right away. Maybe the din is li'olam, like the tzai suggested, that if and when he finds out about it, then it'll be kind of l'mafreya. Probably doesn't make sense anyway. Why should it be kind of l'mafreya? If it's only kind of later on. But some Rishonim say like that. They run. There's a fat volume, Chidush HaRan on Bava Basra. So the Chidush HaRan, and towards the end of Bava Basra, he interprets a Gemara like that. The Zochan Am Shalifonov is only Chal from the time that the person finds out about it, and then it's Chal Amafreya. There is such a run, not like the Ktzis, that it's Chal. I said, what does he do with this Gemara? The Gemara says the fellow never found out about it during his lifetime. So the answer is, the fellow, the Mekaba Matana, had a schus from the minute that someone was Zochan Am Matana for him, he has a schus that if he'll find out about it, then he'll be happy about it, then he'll be Kaina. He'll approve, he'll be kaina. So when he dies, even though it didn't belong to him yet, but that schus goes birusha to the children. But by gerus, it's not shach to say he has a schus. What goes birusha is schus a moment. But a schus that if I'll find out about it, I'll say I'm happy about the gerus, it'll be chal. That's an isa v'heta. So isa v'heta doesn't go birusha to the children. So it's not 100% clear from the Gemara. But the simple pshat in the Gemara seems to indicate like that. Even though the person never finds out about it during his lifetime, this chus b'schal b'shaito, and when he dies, it goes the mamon, it goes b'irushim. Not this chus. The mamon was nicknamed to him right away.
Is that totally whether this chus mitam shlichus or not, or is that completely separate?
Not necessarily. I don't think it's totally. The pashtus in the Gemara, that zochin works right away. Schal right away. And we spoke about, the Gemara talks about a different possibility. Mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. I give a matana to someone and I say, do me a favor, deliver this to Pliny. Let's say I say explicit, I don't want you to be koina now with zochin, I want you to deliver it to Pliny. And then I die. Then I die before Pliny dies. So that's a machloikas hatanaim. They say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. Not so the Gemara suggests it's a machloikas. Yeah. So what does it mean, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis? So there's a big Taisus in Bava Basra, but Taisus has two opinions. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a long Ramah, so the Ramah throws in the two opinions. What does it mean, mitzvah the kind of Ramah? Means that it's a kinyan right now, midrabbanan, in our Torah, there's no kinyan. He didn't make any kinyan. Mitzvah the kind of Ramah is a machlokes hatanaim, Rameir and the Chachamim. So we say, according to Rameir, the Ploini is kind of ready, when he dies, it goes birusha to the children. Or do you say, no, mitzvah kam nemes. It's a mitzvah that you should do according to the instructions. And if you didn't do it according to the instructions, let's say the father said, when I die, give all the svarim to my next door neighbor. He's a learned person. And then the Yorshim didn't know about it, or they did know about it, and they didn't care, and they went and they sold all the svarim to a mecha svarim. So do you say that the mechira is not chal, because it already belongs to Ploini? Or you say, no. They were supposed to do a mitzvah, and they fouled up. They sold it to someone else, so the kinyan was chal, and they're not able to do the mitzvah. So that's two opinions. That's two opinions. And we shine it. Well, the mitzvah, the simple meaning of Agamar, Rashi says on Agamar, mitzvah akam de ramneis, the other person is kaina, and it goes be rusha to his children. Yeah, that's what Taisus on your Gimel and Aleph is working on. Mitzvah, there's so many Gemaras where they ignore mitzvah the kind of Rameis. What happened between Paskan? There is a din mitzvah the kind of Rameis. So you have to restrict it somehow. So there's a Taisus here, then there's a gigantic Taisus in Bava Basra that they tell you on the Masoras Hashas, on Yud Gimel and Aleph, the last Masoras Hashas, and this Gemar has a letter Yud. So they refer you to the gigantic Taisa Hericha Tuva, a very long Taisa. So they give, here that Taisa also has a few suggestions. The one suggestion that made its way to Chashem Mishpon is that the only time you apply mitzvah the kind of Rameis is Hushlosh Metchila Lekach. Hushlosh Metchila means, I gave you all the Svarim. Not I said, after I die, I give all the Svarim to the next neighbor. That's not Hushlosh. If I gave you cottons and cottons, you took the svarim into your house. So that's called hushlosh mitchila lekach. Let's say I have a few $1 million in my bank account, and only al pidin, only my three sons get Yerusha. The daughters don't get, I have six daughters and three sons. So I want to make sure that the daughters get Yerusha as well. So I put money in a bank account in trust for the daughters. So I gave the money to the bank to hold in trust for the daughters. Even though it's a reversible trust, I can always change my mind. But still, when I gave the money to the next neighbor, I gave the money to someone, I say, after I die, give this money over to Ploni, I can back out from that also. But that's enough to say, Hushlam Shem Tchidu L'Kav, so you say, Mitzvah L'Kav D'Rameis. So that's the Binyan Tzion has a tshuva. He discusses, the Shulchan Aruch only quoted from all the suggestions that Taisus made, that Taisus gave, that's the only one that's quoted in the Chosh Mishma. So he discusses, are the others considered a Sufik? A Sufik, maybe we hold from those. This is the only one that we hold from. Leaving out the Binyan Tzion, the Pashtus, that's the only one, for some reason, that's the only suggestion that was accepted in the Chosh Mishpat. Hushlosh Metchila Lekach. Yeah, what's the story with the Udisa? Where does Udisa come from? So Udisa was a Gemara on that daf, and Bava Basra daf, Kuf Memtes, where that Hericha Tuva, where that long Taisus is. That the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi had a fortune of money that belonged to Issa Giyar. Issa was a ger. He was a non-Jew who converted. And he made a Jewish woman pregnant before he converted. So Al-Pidin is not related to the child. And he wanted, after he died, he wanted all of his assets should go be Yerusha to his biological son, who Al-Pidin was not related to. Because when the Jewish girl became pregnant, the man who made her pregnant was not Jewish yet. He became Jewish later on. So the din is that the child doesn't yarshin the father, but it was clear that the father wanted he wanted to give over all of his money to his biological son. And Rabbi had a fortune of money he was holding on behalf of Isagir. So why didn't he just make mitzvah l'kayim de remes? Why wasn't it binding because mitzvah l'kayim de remes? So that's what Tosfos says. It wasn't hushlosh mitchila lekach. He had lent the money to Rava. He didn't give it to Rava initially that when it comes time for him to die, Rava should give the money over to his son. That would have been hushlosh mitchila lekach mitzvah lekam de remes. He lent money to Rava. Rava was holding a pikot and whatever. It wasn't hushlosh. So that's why the mitzvah of the Kaim Devar Nes didn't apply. Yeah, why that? But then he was on his deathbed. Why don't you say, Divrei Shechibra Kiksuva Mechim Surin Domi? What's the story with Divrei Shechibra? So the Gemara quotes three Tanoim. That's the Tosfos Yud Dalel Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos. Reb Lezer, Reb Loza. Tosfos says there are two different Tanoim. One is Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is not Reb Lezer Ben Hurkanis. That's Reb Lezer HaGadol. He was from the Beis Shammai. Gemara says we rarely pass on like Reb Lezer because Reb Lezer Shamutehu. He was from the Beis Shammai. Rashi says in a few places Reb Lezer Shamute, they put him in Cherub. They put him in Nidui. Gemara says in the end of Perek Hazov that he always disagreed with the other Tanoim, so they couldn't function. He would always say, he would always tell the Balabatim, don't listen to what the rabbi said, follow me, I have all the old traditions, they don't know what they're talking about. So his brother-in-law had to put him in Chayim. So Rashi writes in a few places, they put him in Shamta. That's why we don't paskel like him. And Rashi in other places writes, like Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, Blezer Shamute means that he was from the Beis Shammai. He was from the Beis Shammai. He said the Beis Shammai were the minority opinion. That's a question. Did they really put him in Cherem? Did they really put him in Cherem? The Gemara tells there in Perek Hazav after he passed away, so one of the Tanoim said, Hutra neder, hutra neder, hutra neder. What neder? What neder? He should have said, it didn't mishanez beniduyo if a person was put in Cherem and Nidui. But the Desdan Sokhlam is Aron, and when he dies, you put a slab of stone on the Aron until you take it to the cemetery, and then you bury him. What do you put a slab of stone? It's on Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Mordechai to demonstrate that the person deserved the skila. And the din is that the Haruge Desdan, whoever was put to death by the Desdan, the skila spread Erech Henek, the children, the relatives, don't observe Avelis. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah said, the Kroivim are not Misablim, because Babon Rishayim Rina, a Pasuk in Mishlei, when a Rosha dies, you have to celebrate, you have to rejoice. You're not allowed to observe Avelus. So after Reb Lezer died, they didn't want to continue to put him in, to put him in Chaim. So they said, the Mata de Nidui. But he didn't say the Mata, they said, Hutra Neder. What do you mean, Hutra Neder? So there was a big Talmud Chacham in Europe a little over 100 years ago, the Radal. They have him in the back of the Gemara, they have his orders of David Luria. So the Radal put out, at that time it was considered a critical edition of the Pirkei de Reb Lezer. It's supposed to be written by Reb Lezer ben Hurkanis. He writes in the introduction, he's not sure which was written first, the Pirkei de Reb Lezer, Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnayos was still being recited Baal Peh, but the Megillas Tainus was written, and Pirkei de Reb Lezer was one of the first things written. So he discussed which was the first, whether the Megillas Tainus was the first thing. That's why it's called Megillah, because it was Bigsav, even though it has Torah Shebaal Peh there, or the Pirkei de Reb Lezer maybe was written earlier. So that's one discussion that he has, and then he has a discussion on this. They really put Reb Lezer in Nidui. So why did they say Hutra Nidui? So he says, no, they would never put him in Nidui, because that's his hero. He put out a critical edition of Pirkei de Reb Lezer. How can they put Reb Lezer ben Hurkanis in Nidui? That's a wild story, Taka. So he says, they took a neder to act as if he was in Nidui, so no one would visit him and so on. They took a neder. So after he died, so they said, hutra neder, hutra neder. Not that they really put him in Nidui, whatever it is. So Tosfos points out that two different Tanaim. One is Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer Stam is Reb Lezer ben Hurkanis, and one is Reb Elozer, Reb Lezer ben Shamua. There's Reb Lezer ben Azari also, but Stam Reb Elozer, and Tanaim is Reb Lezer ben Shamua. So they point that over here in the Mishnah, there are two different Tanaim. One is Reb Eliezer and one is Reb Elozer, because there are three different opinions here. There's one opinion that there's no such din as Divrei Shechibra Kiksuvin Chimsun. The one din that there is, Bein Bekarka, Bein Bemetaltelin. Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Chol. And then there's a third Tana who's of the opinion that you only say Divrei Shechibra Kiksuvin Chimsun on Shabbos. But on a weekday, they could have made a kinyan. So, what, the guy's going to die in 10 minutes? Call someone over and make a kinyan on behalf of the other person, on the karka, on the metaltelin. On Shabbos, the guy came to the Shechibra and they get a heart attack from aggravation. That his assets that he worked a whole lifetime to save so much money and to put away money, assets, he's going to die, he's going to go to the wrong person. So on Shabbos, you have to wait till Shabbos is over to make a kinyan. You're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. So I made a takana de rabbanon. But behold, make a kinyan. It'll take 5 minutes. Not going to get aggravated. So we paskin. That's how we paskin. But there wasn't it. The Tosfos points out the bottom Tosfos on Yudal on the base. The Mamascha Rebbe Leizer. They point out that there was such a shita that that Divish Chimera only works b'Shabbos and not b'Chol. And we paskan b'im b'Chol b'im b'Shabbos. Yeah. It's interesting, the one Tana says, yeah, take a look, 3 lines from the bottom. Ablozer Reimer, on Yud Dalar Avibes in the Gemara, Ablozer Reimer, Echad Borei v'Echad Mesukan, whether he's a Chimera, he's b'Sakon, he's holding by dying, or a Borei, a healthy person, doesn't make a difference. Nechasim sheish l'macharai. If it's karka, so you have to make a kinyan, kesev shtar or chazok, and one or the other or the other. Sheish l'macharai means if it's metalklim, in a nikname el be meshicha. So it's interesting that loshan that he has, karka is nikname bikinyoni, karka metalklim, and nikname bikinyoni metalklim. The Pnei Yeshua has a comment this later in the Chofs in the second parrot. The Gemara talks about, we spoke about it already once. The Gemara talks about Hotzitz Nokov versus Hotzitz Shena Nokov. Hotzitz Nokov, whatever is growing inside the flower pot, is Dinik and Mechuba the Karko, because it's Yonik from the Karko through the hole at the bottom of the flower pot. Hotzitz Shena Nokov is not Yonik from the Karko below, so whatever is growing in the flower pot is considered Tolosh. So the Gemara said the exact same flower pot. If there's a hole in the bottom, it's Yonik, but no hole is not Yonik. So therefore, when it has a hole, it's dina ki karka, and it's nikta bikinyani karka. If it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, everything in the flat part is kimetalfam, nikta bikinyani metalfam. So the Yeshua says, even if it's karka, why can't you be kind of a hagbo? You can pick it up. If I sell you a farm, I sell you a building, you can't pick it up. Well, you're going to pick up the whole globe. How are you going to make hagbo? How are you going to make mishich on karka? But if the thing is a flower pot, you can pick it up easily like this, or chazokah. You got to dig a little bit. So if it has a nekev on the bottom, then it's nikta b'chazoka. If it doesn't have a nekev on the bottom, then everything is dinikim metaltalim. It's not nikta b'chazoka. But it's the same flower pot with the same dirt. Why not dig a little bit and say, can you chazoka? Why does it make a difference whether it's karko metaltalim? So the Pnei Yeshua discusses it. Pnei Yeshua discusses a lot of topics. So the receivers quotes the one answer of the Pnei Yeshua Malacha. He says, the correct answer is kach nemar halacha. Kinyani karka don't work on metaltum, kinyani metaltum don't work on karka. He said the one and only exception to the rule is kinyan chalipin. So the Balei HaTosfos, they printed a commentary, Aksav Yad, when the Balei HaTosfos on Megillas Rus, where kinyan chalipin appears. So Balei HaTosfos say, why does chalipin of Suda, why does it work both on karka and metaltum? Because the Pasuk says in Megillas Rus, the kayem kol dov, it's good for anything and everything under the sun. And that's why the Balei HaTosfos are having this Ksav Yad that they printed many years ago. They found the Ksav Yad. That's why they say the Gemara had a Havamin in the beginning of Kiddushin that Chalipin should be good to create issues. Chalipin should be good for Kiddushin. Why? So they say because that's a Kayem Kol Dover, good for anything and everything. Gemara has to give a whole explanation why Chalipin is not acceptable. Why should that be so? Why should Chalipin be good if usually there's a Klal Kinyani Karka that work on the top of him? Yonim Tal don't work on karka. That's what it sounds like here also. Rav Loza here. So why is there an exception to the rule by Chalipin? So the answer was given. There's another exception to the rule. By all other kinyanim, you can only back out turka de diba. I make a kinyan. I'm an Indian giver. I give you a present, and 2 seconds after I give you the present, I back out. I say, I want it back. So if I back out turka de diba, I undo the present. Even though you made a kinyan hakbo, mishicha, yad, chotza, whatever. I back out to Kedei Dibur, so you can have Chazar. By Kinyan Chalipin, the Gemara says, the Machloikas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and we pass in 3 cases, Soda, Inyan, and Machza. There are 3 cases we pass in like Rabbi Yosef, that you can back out Kol Zman Shal Silkem Oso Inyan, even though it's after Kedei Dibur. They're still talking about the Kinyan. You can back out even a half an hour later. Kol Zman Shal Silkem. Why is that so? In the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch has that, then you can back out Kol Zman Shal Silkem. So have around 7 lines in small letters. Give you all the marmukim of all the rishonim who say that. That gemara that says you can back out Kol Zman Shal Silkem only applies to kinyan chalipin. Doesn't apply to any other kinyanim. Not all the rishonim agree, There's a Tosfos in Ksubas doesn't agree. Tosfos thinks they give back out all kinyonim, calls mancha sukkim asim. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a whole. I don't think it's the Mechaber or the Rambam. I think the printer took the Marmakovs and he put him in over there. That's the way. That's the accepted opinion. So it seems the Chalipin is a different kind of a kinsa. That's what they say. Rab Soloveitchik said the name Rab Chaim, and Rab Baruch Be'er quotes it the name Rab Chaim. I remember when I saw it, Rab Baruch Be'er said, I wouldn't understand one word. But Rab Soloveitchik said it in normal, in Yiddish. So then when I read the Birch HaShemot, then I understood what he was talking about. The big Talmid HaChachamim read Rab Baruch Be'er Sefer, they didn't understand what he was talking about. And then when I was single, I met out on a date. So one of the girl's fathers was a big Talmid HaChachamim, and he didn't understand Rab Baruch Be'er. And I told him what Rab Soloveitchik said. He was very surprised. Yeah. So Rab Chaim explained that Chalipin is not at all a kinyan. Chalipin is just a demonstration that there's a Gemiras Das, and if there's a strong Gemiras Das, then the kinyan is chal without any need from Isaac Kinyan. So that's why everything is different. That's why it works both on Karka and Metalpa. It was never formulated as either a kinyan Karka or a kinyan Metalpa. It's not a kinyan. And that's why it even goes to create a Hischaibus, L'Kaim Koldover. Chalipin is good to create a Hischaibus moment. I don't owe you money. So if I smash your window, I'm an Adam Amazig. If I borrow money, I'm a Leiva. I just make a kinyan Chalipin and I say, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. So Chalipin creates a chiyuv. Why the Kayem called up? It's good for anything and everything. It's a strong Gemiras Das. And we had a topic of, yeah, we spoke a little bit, which kinyanim are good for Tfisus Baal HaShtar. I give you. So it says in Chumash, Menasan biyada. Yad is certainly good. The Gemara says, Menasan. Eli ala yad, chatsa minan tamulama, Menasan mikol makom. So yad and chatsa is good. The husband throws the get to the chatsa of his wife, provided that she's ameres bitzad chatsera, either in the chatsa, next to the chatsa, because my yad besamach, my geta has to be chatsa mitam yad. Chatsa mitam shlucha is not acceptable by yad because it's not as chus. So you need dafke, so you need chotzer or yad. Yeah. What else is good? So Tosfos raises a question on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the Mishnah. Is my Mishloshtan good? Is my Mishloshtan good? I wrote a shtar, and the sefer who wrote the shtar has it in his home, and I want to borrow $1,000 from the Malva, and he says, he'll only give me the $1,000 if I give him a shtar. So I say, the sefer wrote a shtar with your name, because I was planning to borrow $1,000 from you. So is my Mishloshtan good that it should be called Tfisas Baal HaShtar? The Taisa has no rayas, but they think that it's not acceptable. Taisa on the Mishnah, Yud Gimlam, the same Taisa in Bava Basra, that they think my Mishloshtan is not acceptable. Yeah, what about the Kinyan Agav? Let's say I have the get at home, and I'm makna a farm to my wife. I say you should be kind of the farm, and agav the farm, you should be kind of the get that I have at home. Is that called benasam biyada? Is that called tfisas baal hashtar? So Rashi later in Gittin interprets in the Gemara that the kinyan agav is considered a good nesin on the get, and most of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Where is that? Is that the beginning of Hazorik? I in Zion on the base, I think. Where was it again? A man was a Shchid Merah, so he wrote a get, yeah. How Shchid Merah? About 11, 12 lines from the top of Ayin Zion on the base, in the middle of the line begins with the word V'chatzera. Gemara says, once upon a time there was a Shchimera, he wrote a get on Erev Shabbos, because he knew he was holding by the end, and they had no children, apparently. She was going to need chalitza. He wanted to spare her the agony of going through chalitza. So it was late on Erev Shabbos, so he didn't give the get. Then on Shabbos, he got mocher on Shabbos. Tokaf le'yama. He really got very sick. His mom was holding by the end. He was afraid to wait till after Havdalah. He's not going to live so long. So he wanted to give the get on Shabbos. Are you allowed to give the get on Shabbos? The Tosfos claims here and in other places Daisy Klein says a Tosefta. It says on the margin, we don't have such a Tosefta. But Daisy claims there is. It says Lefanenu Lesa, and the letter Yud, and Ayin Zayin on the base, and the Masoros HaShas, the letter Yud. We don't have such a Tosefta. So Daisy quotes a Tosefta says, just like you're not allowed to make Kinyonim on Shabbos, Emegarshim is Shabbos. Not allowed to give a get. So how come he gave a get over here at Shabbos? Taisa Mishum Miguna Kila Birabmona. The woman is going to remain in Aguna. She's going to have a hard time getting the brother-in-law to agree to do a chalitza. So we'll make him Mishum Miguna Kila Birabmona. But Eb is only the Rabbanon. We would be Mekel. Just like Mekel Chomemka, we don't allow on Shabbos. So give a get is also Mekel Chomemka. So then he was holding by dying on Shabbos, and they said he should give it a get, but the get was in a different place. It was far away. They couldn't carry it. There was no Erev. So he was, Rashi learns, he was makne one karka, and agav the karka. Agav doesn't have to be. The metalkim don't have to be in the same place where the karka is. The other Rishonim say, no, it was chatzer. It was makne the karka, and the karka was where the get was. So he was makna the karka and mela. The wife was kind of the get, but the kinyan chotzer. Chotzer, the Mishnah says, is good. And the Rashi learns, no. The get was in one place, the karka was in a different place, and it was a kinyan agav. And agav is good for tvises balashtar. Most of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Agav is not acceptable for tvises balashtar. Yeah. Then, anymore, at the end of the first perek has a discussion. I owe money to somebody, and I haven't paid the money for the longest time. He lives in South Africa, and he doesn't answer the letters. He can't get through to him. So one fine day, someone comes over to him. He says, "I'm going to New York. Would you want me to bring the money back to the Malva? I'll pay the Malva." So the guy says, "Yes." He gives the money to the middleman. Middleman says, "Zachnadim shalifanov." The Malva would be thrilled to get paid. He hasn't got the, he didn't get his money ready the longest time. He'll be happy to get paid. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, "Zachnadim shalifanov." Okay. And what's the din now if the middleman, the one who the good Samaritan, the one who's doing the zachin, what's the din if he loses the money? So is the loiva still mechuyev to pay or not? The Gemara says, yes, the loiva is still mechuyev to pay. But I gave the money to the middleman. The middleman was kind of on behalf of the malve. The middleman was kind of, that's not called piran achayv. Piran achayv means that the money is accessible to him. Piran achayv is not necessarily that you makna the money to the malve. Here's a case where I was makna the money to the malve with zochen. But the mother lives in New York, and the man is going to travel. It's going to take him forever till he comes back from Johannesburg to New York. The kolzman, the money is not made available to the mother. The chov is not yet parua. And the reverse is also true. Let's say the loiva comes to the mother. He wants to give him back the money. And the mother is in the middle of davening. He's putting on his tefillin or something. So he puts the money on the table, and he says, "Have a nice day. Goodbye." And he shakes his head. Not supposed to shake your head. It's also absent. Shakes his head. Good. So he's putting on his tefillin in the middle of davening or something. They made the money accessible to the malva. The malva wasn't kind of the money. It's not his house. It's not his table. It's not a kinyan chotzer. It's in shul. It's in the beis medrash. So the chov is considered parua, even though the money was not nikna to the malva. And here the case in the Gemara, the money was nikna to the malva based on zoch adam shalafan. The chov is not parua. The kol zman the chov is not parua. So the loib is still chayiv biachri yusuf. In case the middleman will lose the money, then the loiva will still be held responsible. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that you say migu, what doesn't mean what we call migu. Migu means you can't say, let's say the one who gave the money to the middleman is going from Johannesburg back to New York, he's going to bring the money to the malva. So the loiva gave the money to the middleman and says, "Are you going to accept the responsibility?" He says, "No, I don't want to accept the responsibility." He says, "If not going to accept the responsibility, then I want you to give me back the money." So one Tana says he has the right to ask for the money back because it's not right. You say, "Zochanot b'shalavifonot," the money is nikna to the malveh, but the chob is not parua. I'm not mechuyev to give matonis to the malva. I only want to give the money to the middleman if I'll be potter if an oinus occurs. But we're still held responsible. The loiv is still going to be held responsible. So it's not called a piroin. So then you don't say zochna the mishlevifon. So that was a machloikas hatanoin. Do you say since migu? What's machle? What do you mean migu? It doesn't mean what we call migu all the time. It means a different migu over here. I mean, since the middleman is not chai bachrayus, so the chov is not parua yet, so the loiva can say, I want my money back. I never intended to be makna the money with zochanon the shloi befano. It's chav lachrini. It's chav to the loiva. So that's a machlokes hatanayim. If the loiva gave the money to a middleman, and then he says, I want you to accept the responsibility, he says no, can he back out? Do you say zoch liyadam to be kind of the money or not? But piroin and kinyan of the money are not identical. If we had a tesis like that, the Gemara has a din, in Chumash there's a din of gezel hager. If you owe money to someone and you swear falsely that you don't owe the money, he asks you, pay me the money. He says, I don't owe you a penny. Then later on the fellow admits that he swore falsely and he did owe the money. So it says in the Chumash, you have to pay Karen B'Chumash. Let's say the Karen is $1,000 and the Chumash is 25%. We would have called it Rova, Revius. And the Chumash is called Chumash. After you pay it, the Karen with the Chumash, or the Chumash is 1/5 of the total amount. So he has to give $1,250. $250 is 1/4, 25%. Of the Karen. It's called the Chaimish because $250 is 1/5 of $1,250. You have to give Karen Chaimish. And then because you swore falsely, and she was always swore B'Shem, you swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like I believe in God, so too, I don't owe you the money. So that's a serious Avera. He swore Shua Sheker. So he needs, and through a Shua Sheker, anytime you swear falsely, you don't have to bring a carbon. Hashem Gzeilus, but if he swore falsely in order to pat himself in paying money, then he admits that he swore falsely, then it's not sufficient that he pays Karen B'Chaimish to the person whom he cheated. He has to bring, after he brings the Karen, after at least he has to pay the Karen, then he has to bring a Korban Hashem Gzeilus. One of the six Hashemis is Hashem Gzeilus. So what happens if the fellow whom I swore falsely to dies? So you pay the Karen B'Chaimish to the Yerushim, and then you bring the Hashem Gzeilus. And then the Chumash says, and what if it's mainly Yishgoyel HaShem HaShem Eilov? The man who died doesn't have a relative, he doesn't have a soul in the world who's related to him. Then it says in the Chumash, you pay the Karen B'Chaimish to the Kohanim and Anshe Mishmar, whatever week you come to the Beis HaMikdash. You bring it to the Kohanim and Anshe Mishmar, and you give the Karen B'Chaimish, and then you're permitted to bring the Hashem Gzeilus. You can't bring the Hashem Gzeilus before you pay the Karen. So you give it to the Kohan, and that's one of the Choftalad Matnas Kahuna, and then you're able to bring the Hashem Gzeilus. So the Gemara raises the question, V'chayesh l'chad misal shein lo goyalim. How is it possible that there's a Jew who dies? He doesn't have relatives. It's impossible. You don't have immediate relatives. You have distant relatives. It's impossible that you don't have any relatives. So the Gemara had a tradition that is talking about Gezel Ager. A non-Jew converted, now he's Jewish. He's not related to his soul in the world, because Kekotin Shonoladam, he's not related to his Goyish relatives. He didn't get married, didn't have any children yet, so he's not related to anybody. Even if he got married, the din is the wife doesn't Yarshan the husband. So he's a mainly Ishgoel. A Jew dies, a Ger dies, and doesn't have any relatives. So that's the institution of Gezel Ager. Gezel Ager, you have to pay the Karen B'Chaimish to the Kohanim, to Anshe Mishmar, then you're able to bring the Hashem Gezelos. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Ein le'ish goyel, Ein is spelled Aleph Yud Nun. The Gemara has a drasha, Ayin Olav, look into it. Maybe he doesn't have children, maybe he has great-great-grandchildren. Look into it, maybe he has relatives. Ayin Olav, research it. See if he has children or other relatives. And then the Gemara says, "Emein leish ish prat lekotin." If the ger is not even bar mitzvah, then you don't have to look into it. Maybe he has children that you don't know about. A kotnei na moilin. a child before bar mitzvah can't be the father of children. So then there's no din of ayin olav. The din is ein liish goel. Ayin means ayin olav, look into it. But if he's not an ish, then you nothing to look into it. He may have cousins, but he can't have any descendants. Because a kot ne'elam olav. That's what the Gemara says on that pasuk. So Tesis has a gigantic discussion in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the base, that's the first Daf in Perek and Sarah Morit. There's a gigantic Tesis, takes up a lot of the page. In other Mesichtas, you have the Tesis divided into two different topics. How can I have a Ger Kotten Min HaTorah? And then how can a Kotten own property Min HaTorah? Two different topics. And this Tesis, they put it all together, one gigantic Tesis. So Tesis discusses how can the Kotten have property. So usually a Kotten has property, his father died, and he got a Yerusha, so he owns all the property. But here the kid is a Ger. He's a Ger Kotten. See, he's not kind of Yarshan from his father. A Ger is Kotten Shonol Dama, doesn't Yarshan from his father. So how can you have a Kotten who has assets? So Tesis has two suggestions. One suggestion is, if there's Das Acheres Makne, giving a Matana to the Kotten, then the Kotten doesn't need Das Kaina. If the Kotten picks up a Dovishal Hefka from the street, then the Mishnah says, Mitzias Cheresheh to the Kotten is only Gelsim Epnei Dark Yishonim. Because it's going to cause friction if you're going to take away the Mitzia from the kid. The kid is not Kaina Menatar because he's not a Bar Das. You need Das to be Zechem and a Hefker, and the Kotten is Alpidin Allah Bar Das. So Mitzias Kotten is only Midi Rabbanon. But if someone gives the Kotten a Matana, there's a Das Acheres Machne. So there's two opinions in Tosfos. So we pass Ken Echoshim Ishbad. They don't quote the Sveik HaDin. They quote that it is good. Whenever there's Das Acheres Machne, then the Kotten is Koine Min HaTorah. But the Tosfos had another opinion that even with Das Acheres Machne, the Kotten is only Koine Midi Rabbanon. So how do you have a Kotten who has assets? That there should be a whole discussion of Gezel Ager, he stole from the Ger Kotten. So Tosfos says, even if the Das Acheres Machne, the Kotten is only Koine Midi Rabbanon. We Paskan is Koine Min HaTorah. But Tosfos had two opinions. So according to the other opinion, how can the Kotten have assets Min HaTorah? So Tosfos says, Kegon, I asked the Kotten to shovel the snow, I asked the Kotten to wash the windows or something, and I agreed to pay him $5. So after he does the work and I give him the money, the Kotten is Koine Min HaTorah. So how does that help solve the problem? But if you hold the Das Acheres Machne, doesn't help. So it's only Das Acheres Machne, and the Kotten is still not Koine. So you see, the answer is, because the Kotten did pa'ula for you, there's a din of Schiras Payalem, you have to pay. When you make the money accessible to the Kotten, because you owe him money, when you make the money accessible, that's called Piron. The money is nikne to the Kotten without any need from Maaseh Kinyan. If you would require Maaseh Kinyan, according to that opinion in Tosfos, even Das Acheres Machne doesn't help, then the Kotten would not be Koine. The Kotten wouldn't have the assets. But because he did Schiras Poelim, you agreed to pay him $5 if he shovels the snow or if he washes the dishes or something, anyway, and he did it. And you owe him money, so when you make the Piron Achov, when you pay the money is nicked into the Kotten without any need for Maaseh Kinyan. You see, number one is called the Piron without a Maaseh Kinyan. Number two, the money with which you make a Piron becomes nikne to the Malveh or to the one to whom you owe the money without any need for Maaseh Kinyan. That's a Chiddush in Tosfos. So we said over, there's a famous Ktzais. The Ktzais is working to answer the Kasha of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh quotes a Gemara Yevamos that a Kotten Hayadela Lisa Eskapov, when Kotten is old enough to be careful about it, he knows how to duchen. Kotten Lisa Eskapov, he knows how to duchen. Cholkanlok Truma Beis Hagorin. You can, if the Kotten comes to the farm and the farm is giving away the Truma, so if the Kotten is a little tinoik, he's going to be, he'll eat it betuma, he'll be metami the Truma. You can't rely on him. If the Kotten is old enough to be careful, he's responsible, then you can give him the truma. So the Pichorish is bothered with Akasha. How is one a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Matnas Kuhuna if you give it to a Kotten? The Kotten is not Koine. So how did you fulfill the mitzvah of Matnas Kuhuna? So the Pichorish answers, no, there's Das Acheres Machne. The farmer gives it to him. Whenever there's Das Acheres Machne, then the Kotten is Koine Menatur. So that's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Das Acheres Machne. According to the other opinion, what's going to be the answer? According to the other view in Taisus. So the Tzais quotes this from the Pichodesh, the Kasha with the Teretz, and he says the Teretz is not correct because he quotes a Chuvis Maimini. In the back of each section in the Rambam, there are a whole bunch of Chuvis. Has absolutely nothing to do with the Rambam. The Chuvis by the Maharam Rutenberg and by other Balei HaTosfos earlier than the Maharam Rutenberg. Let's say in Hilchos Sefer Ishus, that when there are Chuvis of the Balei HaTosfos about Git Mekidushin, you find it over there. In Dini Mamonos, you find it in the end of Malva Leloyim, you find it in each section in the Rambam. They have a collection of Chuvis from the Balei HaTosfos. So the Ktos quotes from one of the Chuvis Maimini, Chuvis in the back of the Rambam, from the Balei HaTosfos, that because the Gemara in the Dorim and other places, in Kedusha and other places, have the Machlekes, where the Tovus Ano Amam and Tovus Ano Ein Amam, the farmer has the right to give the Chuma to whichever Kohen he wants to give it to. He has the right to pick which Kohen to give it to. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's considered a bailus that the farmer has in the truma. It's a mammon or tovus ano ein mammon. Has the right to pick whichever kind. So the chuvus maimon writes that since we pass in tovus ano ein mammon, so when the farmer gives away the truma, that's not considered das acheres makna. If you would have held Tovus Ano Mammon, it means that the Truma belongs to the farmer. It has to be Makna to the Kohen. So then if he chooses to give it to a Kohen Kotten, as a Das Acheres Makna, being Makna to the Kotten would be Kohenim. But because we pass in Tovus Ano Ein Mammon, means it's just a schus that the farmer has to pick. It's not right that the Kohen should grab on his own. The farmer has a right to pick his favorite Kohen to give it to. But it's Ein HaMammon. So if it's Ein HaMammon, then there is no Das Acheres Makna. So that's what the Ktzos is not happy with the answer that the Pri Chodesh gave. How can one fulfill the mitzvah of Matnas Kehuna by giving the Truma to a Kain Kotten? The Kotten is a Labadas, it can't be Kaina. So the Pri Chodesh answered, the Das Acheres Makna. So the Ktzos said, there is no Das Acheres Makna. So since Tovus Ano Ein HaMammon, he's not a Makna. So the Ktzos says, the correct answer is, and it sounds like a drush. The correct answer is that there's a pasuk in Chumash, Kisachu lachem chelav avedascha b'yol moed. We give the truma to the Kohanim, that's considered Tzchiras Poyalim, because they're makru karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So they have to make a living. They're going to be busy. Who's paying them a salary? So Kisachu lachem chelav avedascha b'yol moed. The Kohanim get the truma, and the Levim get the Maiserishim because they have to help out in the Beis HaMikdash to do different things. So they're entitled to the Trumas and Maisris as Chiras Poelim. So since it's Chiras Poelim, so that's what the Tosa Choshen says. Tosa said, where do you have a case where the Kotten has Mammon? The Kotten agreed to shovel the snow for me, or to wash the dishes, or to wash the windows, whatever, and he does the job. So I owe him the money. I'm a Godel. I owe him the money, and then when I give him the money, I make it accessible, so then that's Piron Achov, even though the Kotna is not Kona, that's Piron Achov, because there is no Das Acheres Makna there, because Tovus Ano Ein HaMammon. So that's Piron Achov. And Meila, Tosfos says, whenever the Chov is Perua, the money with which I made the Piron Achov is Nikna automatically to the Bala Chov, to the person. That's what the Ktzos answers. So then the Ktzos has a comment in parentheses. And even though there's room to dingzach, because we're talking about giving truma to a kain cotton before bar mitzvah, the kain cotton before bar mitzvah cannot be makruv karbonis. Only one is bar mitzvah. So what am I saying that it's a schiras poelim? So he said that's a lot plug der rabbis. That's a lot plug der rice. It's a lot plug. But basically, it says in the chumash kisochu lachem chelav habedaschem el moed. It's schiras poelim. So the receivers picks on the ktzos. He says, the Ktzos himself wrote that his answer is not accurate. He said that it's Chiras Poelim, but he says he's talking about giving to a Kohen Kotten. Kohen Kotten can't be Makru Karbonis. So the Ktzos gave the answer. It's a Loi Plug there, right? He says. The Ktzos himself shlugged up his old answer. He doesn't like the answer. So the Nesivis thinks that it's not a Kasha at all. The Nesivis thinks the whole Kasha is based on a mistake. The whole Kasha of the Pir Chodesh, how is one a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Matnas Kehuna when you give the Truman to the Kohen Kotten, he's not Kohenah. Who says you have to be Kohenah in order to be Yoytze Matnas Kehuna? If you make it accessible, the Kohen Kotten comes to your house. I tell him, Here's truma. Are you tahar? You're allowed to eat it? Here, enjoy the truma. Eat the truma. So if I make it available to the kohen to eat, then I'm yotze. Matnas kohen. Who says I have to be maknatim? He doesn't have to be kohenet. Ha'etz of beferish gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia. Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia quotes a mishnah from the end of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. The end of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni talks about Shnas Habiur. There's a 7-year cycle in Eretz Yisrael. Every 7th year is Shemitah. And then you have the first 3 years is one unit. The next 3 years is a repeat of the first years. First 2 years is Truma Gedolah, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. The third year is Ma'aser Rani. Then the 4th year and the 5th year is Truma Gedolah, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. The 6th year is Ma'aser Rani. 7th year is nothing because everything is Efker. You're not chayv on Truma Samaisas. So the Gemara and the Mishnah is in the end of Ma'aser Sheni have the din of Shnas Habir. The 4th year and the 7th year you have 6.5 months starting from Tishrei. You have till Erev Pesach of the 4th year, and from Tishrei on the 7th year, you have till Erev Pesach of the 7th year. They give you 6 full months and 0.5 months till Erev Pesach of the 8 months, 6.5 months, to give away all the Trumas and Maisos and everything. Shas Habir. So Gemara, the Mishnah has a story that the Tanoim had to travel to Rome to handle, to negotiate with the Roman government about something about Eretz Yisrael after the Churban HaBayis, and they got stuck on the boat, and it was almost Erev Pesach with the 6th, 7th year, or Erev Pesach of the 4th year. So they had to make haknos, they had to be makna. So one ton on the boat was Blozim and Azariah, he was a Kohen. So they gave Maisa and Amaisa to him. And then they gave Maaser Rishon to a Levi, and then they gave Maaser Rani to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Gizbe Shel Tzedaka. And the Gemara explains in the first parak in Bava Metzia, they were makna everything. The makna with the Kinyan Agav, and with the Kinyan Chalipin, and with they made Kinyan. Gemara has a whole discussion, it's not clear which Kinyan they made. What do you need Kinyan for? The Nesivis claims that you don't need any Kinyan. So he says, you don't need Kinyan all 6 years when you do Matas Kuna, Matas Levia. When you're giving away Truma, you make it accessible to the Kohen. You give a Maaser Rishon to the Levi, you make it available to him. You say Matas Kuna, Matas Levia, Matas Aniyim. When it comes Shas Habir, that's a different thing. Shas Habir is not that you have a half a year from Rosh Hashanah of the 4th year till Erev Pesach of the 4th year to give everything away. No, you have to be Makna everything away. The regular mitzvah of Matas Kuna does need haknah, but Shas Habir do need haknah. That's what the Nesivah says. They're explaining what the din of their eyes are. The Tanoim and the Amoraim left a little for the Achroidim to discuss, the Bimavar. What's the nature of the din of their eyes? Yeah, and this Yud Dalan and Manalat, there's an important thesis about Migu. Tosis has a discussion here. The Gemara tells a story. Hanoginoi, there were a whole bunch of, there was sharecroppers. There was a big area of farmland, and it was owned by one Jewish person. And he had a whole bunch of farmers. Each farmer rented a farm. And they had to give him a certain percentage of the tvu, a certain amount of money. So at the end of the year, they made cheshbonos, and everybody got the money that they deserved, and they paid the money to the landlord. And then they had someone who was making all the calculations, had $5 extra left over. So they all decided, he's holding the $5 for all the farmers. So they said, give it to the landlord. Sure, he has to pay so much tax to the Goyish government. Give it to the landlord. So they said, okay. Then the fellow, he counts his money again and came to the realization, he didn't have $5 left over. He said, I made a mistake. So if the landlord would come the next day and say to the accountant, to the farmer who was an accountant, give me the $5 that you said yesterday you're giving to me, and you would say paraiti, he would be believed to say paraiti, I gave it to you yesterday. He came to my home right after we were all together and I gave you the $5. If he would say paraiti, he would be believed. Today, he doesn't say paraiti. Today, he says, toisi. He said, I made a mistake yesterday. So Tosis says, toisi is not neman, unless a migu of paraiti. And Talisi is such a ridiculous taina, it's so far-fetched, because people don't give away money if they're not absolutely positive that they owe the money. So that's so far-fetched. That's a migam makam chazaka, so it's not believed. We just explained what's the din. We learned this. We discussed it earlier. We discussed it last year in Bava Basra on Daf Hayamid Beis. The Gemara there has a discussion where the migam makam chazaka is acceptable, and amigwa is contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kamam. He said that Kri Megodim and the Psicha Koleles, in a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbal Peh, points out that the word chazak appears in Gemara with six different meanings, totally unrelated to each other. So in this case, migum amakam chazak means there's a derubah d'leisa kamon, contradicting what the person said. He says, I made a mistake and I don't owe you the $5, so that's so far-fetched, there's a derubah d'leisa kamon that it's not true. So Tosis says, even though he has a migo, if he would have said paraita, he would have been believed. So when he says Toisi should be believed, a migu of paraiti, no, it's a migu b'mok hazok. So what's it did migu b'mok hazok? So the Shach has all the kololi migu. It's in the pay base on cheshme. Has all the kololi migu, collects from all over Shas. And he says, Toisus on that dafim bo b'masa dafim and base, Toisus has a steerer. There are three gemaras. One Gemara says, Migwa that's contradicted by Ruben Leisa Kamon is good. One Gemara says, no good. One Gemara says, it's an Abayad Lev Shita. So which is it? Yes, no, maybe. Which is the correct answer? So the Taisis works hard and gives the Deuchik answers. So the Shach says the answer, the Halacha Levi says, what then the Mukiyos and Bob Metzir writes? Not in Bob Abbas, the Mukiyos and Bob Metzir writes that Migwa Mamokam Chazak means the Migwa, the kind of Tainus Migwa, is contradicted by Ruben Leisa Kamon. There are 1,001 levels of Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The Ruba de Leisa Kamon, 51% likelihood that it's not true. 52%, 62%, 72%, 82%, 92%, 93%, 93.5%, 99%, 99.99%. There are a million different madrigas. So the Mukiesu says, a migu that's contradicted by a slight Ruba de Leisa Kamon, 55% unlikely that is telling the truth. That's what migu is all about. That's when you need a migu. If it's a likelihood, if it's reasonable possibility that maybe that's what happened, you don't need a migu. That's kofa hakol. When I confront you, I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid me back the money. So if you say, lo la visa, you say, paraita, you're neman. Let's say I say, I lent you a nickel, and you didn't pay me back. And you say, machalta. Machalta is reasonable. A nickel is not gonna say, it's machal. But if I say I lent you $5,000 and you never paid it back, and the guy says, machalta, I'm so buddy-buddy with him. Machalta is $5,000, a lot of money for me. $1,000 is also a lot of money. Not so, it's the likelihood is that I was not machalta. The likelihood is not telling the truth. So if he says machalta, he's only nemod b'migu. If they would have said loy lavisi, a paraiti, it would have been believed. Now that he says machalta, he says nischayavta li kenegdon. He says, true, I owe you $1,000 and I didn't pay back and I'm not going to pay back because you crashed into my car and the damage is exactly $1,000. Punct exactly. I owe you $1,000. You owe me $1,000 and it's a wash. That's highly unlikely. So that's unlikely. You can't say highly unlikely. So the different degrees of a Ruben the Leisa Kamon, that's contradicting the Migul. So if it's a light rive, 55%, something like that, that's what you need migu for. That's when you need the din of migu. If there wouldn't be any rive contradicting the taina, then it would be called kofa hakol, then you wouldn't have to call it a migu. So that's when you need a migu. If there's a mild rive contradicting the taina, it's a taina reya. That's what the Ran on Shavuos calls it. Ran on Shavuos on the side of the rift. So he says if it's a taina reya, then you need the din of migu. It's a very strong rive contradicting the migu, then it's not nemad at all. And if it's an intermediate rive, 85% rive that contradicts it, so that's an ibayid alev sheet and the Gemara had to deal with it. So that's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says, if the fellow who owes money is going to taina to'isi. So Tosfos says, to'isi is unlikely. So he's not nemad on his own. But if he could have said paraiti, so then it should have been nemad to say to'isi b'migu de paraiti. So that's what Tosfos thinks. Tosfos on their own. They have no Beferish Gemaras. They think Ta'isi is not neman on as a kaifer hakol, because it's very unlikely. But one might have perhaps thought that it's a migul, neman b'taris migul. So Tesis says it's such a strong roiv, it's a migul b'makom chazoka, that's not acceptable. It's too strong a roiv. You're not neman to say ta'isi. I think Mar said the guy said ta'isi. So the Tesis says everyone understood that it was ta'isi. He showed him all the books. And he added it up wrong, that's all. So he showed everybody the books, and they saw that he made a mistake. So that's important to know. What's when do you need a din amigo, and when is amigo acceptable, and when is it questionable? Okay, we'll need it tomorrow. We will continue. When is the pechina again? Is on
Wednesday.
Shatoy v'matzlachas. Okay, good.
Thank you, my mom.
Regarding the Ksosim Sius, the Gavin, there might be a chilek between beer and not shas beer.
Yeah.
So the Rambam in the Minyan Amitzvos.
Yeah, yeah, they're giving me a ton of.